¡Uf! Tengo mucha...
Sí, yo tam...
¿No se te antoja un san?
¿O unas papi?
¿Y con este calor un refre?
No te quedes a la mitad. Ven a McDonald's por una comida completa. Compra cualquier Crispy Chicken Sandwich o Quarter Pounder with Cheese en el app y llévate unas papitas medianas y un refresco mediano gratis, solo en el app. Por tiempo limitado en McDonald's participantes, válido uno por día. Visita el app de McDonald's para más detalles. Se requiere descarga y registro del app. Pa-ra-pa-pa-pa.
Él siempre resuelve, deal. McDonald's es perfecto para muchas ocasiones. Como cuando es día de mudanza y pensaste que tu esposo iba a etiquetar las cajas de la cocina y él pensó que tú lo harías.
Dense un descanso y un gusto. Los frappés y smoothies de McCafé en cualquier tamaño están a mitad de precio en el app. Asunto resuelto. Por tiempo limitado en McDonald's participantes, válido uno por día. Visita el app de McDonald's para más detalles. Se requiere descarga y registro del app.
We appreciate you, oh Lord. We acknowledge your mercies that are new every morning. I want you to say to God, blessed be your holy name for another chance, for this great privilege. I want you to worship the King of glory. I want you to say to God, you are my Lord, and there is no one like you who was and is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mose Paligambo Sapele Babuski Marabos in Pranamusaka Rita Balukrobos and Balitankai Zimalontrobosikaki. We appreciate you, O Lord, for this great opportunity given unto us. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. We sing, blessed be the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. We're going to read the scripture. We're going to read Second Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. And I'm going to read from verse 1. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us, that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us. You yourself know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy. They are busy bodies. Such people will command and urge you in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and end the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Take special note of anyone who does not obey our instruction in this letter. Do not associate with him, in order that they may feel ashamed. Yet, do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, and in every way, the Lord be with you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Now, I want you to understand something. This is a letter that Paul wrote to Thessalonians. But this is also applicable in every faith where Jesus Christ is the leader, where Jesus is the model, where Jesus Christ is their Savior and Lord. This should be read at all times. Hallelujah. So the prayer is that the message of God will spread rapidly. God cannot descend from heaven and spread his message. That's why most times I encourage us to share this message, the prayer line. It's a form of evangelism. You never know. Somebody might be going through some terrible times. And when you share this message, hallelujah, you will see changes. And that same person will be delivered. Now you have brought soul to God. That's why I say share all time. We sow seed. Every time I see people, you just find a way to talk about Jesus. Even though it is being toned down, bringing the volume so low, that even in our workplaces, you cannot tell somebody about Jesus. But many people are going through some horrible times. You just need to give them attention to tell you. Some people don't even have anybody to talk to. This is the right time to make the message of our Jesus Christ to spread rapidly. So this is going to be our prayer this morning. That this message of God, the message of our Lord will spread rapidly. And not only spreading, but be honored. Hallelujah. Be honored. Because many people have gone out in the world to dishonor this message. By the way they live, and by knowing the deep things of the devil. Some that you see with altars, with pulpits, are the extension of Obia people, magic men and women, witchcraft extensions. And they spread it as church. And many feeble minds and blindfolded are screaming and shouting, excited because of what they see. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the last days, the truth shall be very scarce. Very scarce. Scarcely heard. Because of the events and the moment at which we are, the enemy is very rapidly spreading his wing, and we need to cut it short. We need to stop him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ by spreading the message of Christ. It is very uncomfortable to those who have decided to walk with Satan, to stay with Satan, to stay in sin. So when you tell a sinful person, brother, stop fornication, stop lying. Stop witchcraft. They get very offended because it is pricking their hearts. It is very, very disturbing to their heart. However, we still need to make the devil uncomfortable in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand this message must spread rapidly. The people that you see on suits, very expensive ties and shoes and wonderful watches and wonderful handbags and all kind of things. When you see them, they look very nice, beautiful. But do you know the operation that is happening in the secret? Some of them are terrible, old, evil witches. They are the ones standing on the way of righteousness. But they still look nice. And you want to be their friend because you're blindfolded. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray, when you really, really enter into prayer, you will notice that some of these people in your workplaces, especially, hallelujah, will stop talking to you. Will be angry, will turn. You know why? Because your spirit took a stand. Your spirit had begun to, you know, begin to spread the wings of holiness. They don't like it. I want you to understand all this. Now, many people you see on the hierarchy of works, they are not there just because they are the smartest people. No. There's what we call the powers of witchcraft, the powers of witchcoven. That is what gets them there. And you should not succumb to all their practices. And they do it to make everybody bow. And whatever they say goes. Nobody can challenge them. Only you, the Bible says, that the sons of God, the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. When you begin to manifest, your environment becomes free. Hallelujah. Free. People that are tied down will be free. People that are locked up will be free. Even the elements, the things that are the trees, the roads, the streets will be free. Hallelujah. Freedom comes when you arise and make the gospel spread. Hallelujah. In my city where I come from, there's this particular place. It's like a brothel. People go there. They have a lot of harlots around the street. In fact, that street became so corrupt and famous with its evil practices. You see harlots all over the place, see drunkards and all kinds of things. Hallelujah. We close down every business that runs in such area. Hallelujah. We didn't tell the owner to close it. We never called the government to tell the people to quit. We only prayed. Hallelujah. It took us a few days of denying ourselves sleep. Hallelujah. 7 days. Night vigil, praying and fasting, that that street will be free. In no time, the government moved in, closed the whole place. And the building, the street, was free. Decent people came in. People that are worthy. This is what the Lord demands from you. That we will sack all the evil and wicked people. The Bible says, pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. Verse 2 of Thessalonians. Pray. Deliverance is very important. Don't keep quiet. When you see evil happening, don't keep quiet. Even if you cannot speak loudly, put it in prayer. Go to your knees. Hallelujah. It's only by the Spirit. Because what they do, you know, don't allow people to deceive you. You see people walking up and down, you think all of you are in the same page. No. Until you go in their secret. Glory to God. I got a job one time. And immediately I walked in, the place was dark. Very dark. And I went into prayers. When I go into the secret, I see the woman that is in charge, the manager. Hallelujah. The manager, who is even managing the owner of the place. The owner of the place has nothing to say anymore. The woman took everything, took over, and the owner became her servant. Oh my God. It is happening. When I went there, I became the only enemy that she has. She complained. She did everything. She went to the owner and tell her to sack me. And whatever she says, I will stay in my house and hear them. So one day, I called her. I said, come here. I said, look at me very well. I said, when I get into a place, I leave when I want to leave. I said, because whatever you're doing, it's not going to work. So long as I'm here, I will tie up all this place. God is going to take charge from point A to point B. She told me it must work. So it became a war. That's the only thing I told her, and I left. Hallelujah. Gradually, the owner's eyes began to open. The owner became very angry with her. And the owner told her, I said, this man, just leave him alone. Hallelujah. She wasn't pleased about it. She has never been challenged. She has never been put in her place. She wasn't there when I left. Became sick. Very sick. I left them when I want to leave. There are things that happen. There are many things that take place. Things don't just begin to happen. Hallelujah. That's why we pray. Don't say it doesn't concern me. When you see your neighbor being attacked, just know that it's a matter of time to come to you too. If a thief packed into your street, it's a matter of time. If an evil man packed into your street, it's a matter of time. People will begin to vacate. You don't wait until such thing happen. You sack them. The Bible says, pray unto wicked and evil people. Disappears. Pray that you will be delivered from them. Pray that your children will be delivered from them. Pray that your sister, some of us, something is happening to your sister, but you will just look right if it is happening on the left, because It doesn't really concern you, but it concerns you. If it is happening to her, it's a matter of time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see that they are attacking Christians in China. Don't keep quiet. Go on your knees. Begin to pray. Hallelujah. So that no other country will copy such and begin to destroy people because of their belief. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. But I just want you to understand this. The Lord is faithful, who has the power to strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. And that's our confidence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your hands. Begin to pray this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to shout Holy Ghost fire 7 times. The blood of Jesus 7 times. And you're going to begin to pray that in any way that the evil one has set you up, in any way they are taking charge of your city, of your house, of your estate, of your street, of your village, of your country, that the power of God will deliver you. The power of God will deliver that city. That's your workplace. Maybe your workplace is under siege. Maybe your workplace is under the covering of a witchcraft. Maybe your place is under a necromancer or magic. Hallelujah. We're going to pray this morning that they will be delivered. Maybe even the house where you live, you don't know the owner. You don't know that house will be covered on evil. I want you to pray right now. And that's why sometimes you stay in a place, you will never move forward. No progress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because of the thing that is happening in the realm of the spirit. So we're going to pray this morning. Anywhere that you have been bound, let the power of God break it into pieces. Destroy it. Dissolve it. In the name of Jesus Christ, decree and pray. Holy Ghost fire. 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 Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus Christ. 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 The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Open our eyes. Let your enemies be delivered. Let your enemies be destroyed. And let the power of God deliver all those that are under the manipulation of the evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your power descend, even this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mate libra levo, ribabo secondo robogus, ratromo imparabada, rada gadele bobobus, robobus secunda libabaga, rima taibo romo soprene gadia. Yes, Lord, let your enemies, mighty God, let them not escape. Let the power of God track them down and dissolve all their powers, all their activities. Destroy it, Lord. Yes, Lord. And set your people free. In the name of Jesus Christ, set them free. 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 All those who put their trust in you, those that the enemy has bound for years. Yes, Lord, we, by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, is being delivered right now. Yes, Lord, deliver your people from the north, south, east, and west, under the spiritual zone and beyond. Let deliverance manifest itself. Mighty God, deliver them. Deliver them. Deliver their work. Deliver their hands. Deliver their legs. Deliver their minds, mighty God. Give them excellent mind from today. In the name of Jesus Christ, those that the enemy has stolen their intelligence, has stolen their stars, has stolen their diamonds, has stolen their gifts, mighty God, because he said that the gift of a man maketh way for him. Mighty God, those whose gift has been deemed, those whose gift has been covered, those whose gift has been taken, We command by the power in the name of Jesus Christ for a deliverance and a restoration. A deliverance and a restoration. A deliverance and a restoration. Be delivered this morning and be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this deliverance. We thank you. Those whose job has been stolen. Anyone looking for a job and cannot find one, I want you to raise your hand right now. If you're under the sound of my voice, raise your hand. For I shall decree that by this time next week, you shall receive a good paying new job. In the name of Jesus Christ, stress, less stress, more money. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yalebubos, Mantelebubos, Leka Brenegeros. Yes, Lord, I stand as your oracle and I begin to decree this morning that they receive a new job, new good paying job, less stress in the name of Jesus, closer even to their homes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. Those that are still looking for their license, whatever license you are looking for, teaching license, nursing license, driving license, papers to have opportunity to look for good and decent job. Mighty God, I release such favor this morning. I command that the angels of this patching blessings, we release their license, their papers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yanta Niboro, Yekenegelegebus, Riba Botobri Negadia, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, I begin to decree everyone sick under the sound of my voice. I pray that you deliver them right now. Deliver, heal them from every sickness. Heal them from every disease. Heal them from every pain. Heal them from every symptom. Even if they have been injected with some substance that are not right with their body. Hallelujah. Kabani Rebos. By this precious blood of Jesus Christ, let the blood of Jesus take over and flush every substance that is not good in your system. I command it now to flush away. Yes, let it be passed out from urine. Yes, I command this morning that the power of God will set you free, set your family free, set your children free. Cover you under his mighty power, protect you with all his strength, and give the weak strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Every weakness, I command you out from their body. Receive strength now. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I cover these ones with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your children. I cover your house. I cover your car. No accident. No car accident. No fire accident. No falling down. No sickness. No cancer. I reject every cancer. I reject every diabetes. This morning, is there anyone going through such pain? I command that you be healed. Right now, be healed. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. God bless you. God bless you. And I will see you by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.